Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power. Today we're kind of going to give a mid-summer fishing report. Greg, high water in the Missouri River system.
Yeah, that's probably, it's kind of ironic. There's still lots of the state that's on the dry side of things, and Missouri River system for the second year in a row is wet, and this year it's very wet. Releases off Garrison Dam are This year, 2018, will be the fourth highest on record, and that goes back, you know, for 50-plus years. So it's a high-water year. Take everything relative to 2011 anymore, and it's far from 2011, but it's definitely a high-water year.
Okay, how is that for the fisheries?
Well, it's in the scheme of things, water is a good thing for fish and fisheries. Certainly the case in Sakakawea. You know, we'd rather at the lake in the perfect world be maybe 4 or 5 feet lower, both Oahe and Sakakawea, because you get a lot of erosion, high bank erosion at these elevations. But beyond that, the fishery itself, again, in Sakakawea especially, that high water generally means good smelt numbers, which means great growing conditions, groceries for the salmon, the pike, and especially the walleye. So, it's not a big deal in Sakakawea. It's a bigger deal in the river. Fishing now with these type of releases that they have, fishing river, the days are really numbered. We'll have to wait till fall, and there probably will be a good bite. Oahe has been good, you know, this time of the year, May and June is almost always good. It's been good this year, so overall, it's probably close to a 10 on a 10-point scale.
Okay, speaking of smelt, we had a recent die-off.
Yeah, we had a die-off in Lake Sakakawea. We have smelt, in the scheme of things, probably really insignificant. We've had them before. When the population is high, like it is right now in Sakakawea, they're prone to having these die-offs right after spawning when they come into the bays, and especially when the water temperatures spike, and we had a really warm May there. So we had a die-off, again, pretty darn minor. We've only had one really major smelt die-off in Sakakawea, and that was way back in 1984. That was a serious deal then, but I don't think anybody's ever going to notice what the few that died this spring.
Okay. In May, we had a walleye record that was broken, that was held for, 60 years?
Right, yep. The new state record beat the old state record by an ounce. Probably not a surprise, especially if you go back, look 3 years ago or so, we started to see the writing on the wall that there's absolutely, the conditions both in Oahe and in Sakakawea were good with forage, and the top-end walleye, we're really starting to see a lot of 10-plus pound walleye. And actually, the last couple of years, a lot of 12-plus pound walleye. So no real surprise. They had a couple bigger ones in Oahe, South Dakota this year. We had a bigger one up in Sakakawea last year. So maybe, I don't know if it's going to be 50 more years before the new state record's broken. It could be in the next year or two, especially again on Lake Sakakawea, because the growing conditions up there are absolutely perfect.
Sure, and this walleye was taken in the Missouri River,
This walleye was caught here locally in the Bismarck-Mandan area in early May. Again, 15 pounds, 13 ounces. Nice fish, but we've had, this last spring, we had a number of fish that were longer than that one, but they were post-spawn. They had spawned out. This one wasn't going to spawn, so thus its weight.
Okay, let's talk about some creel surveys that you guys have going on around the state.
Okay, we do them every 3 years. We'd like to do it every year, but they're fairly costly, and we do them every 3 years just on the big waters. So that'd be Sakakawea, Oahe, and Devil's Lake. This year it's Missouri River system's turn, so we're doing it from South Dakota line to the Montana line, and we have creel clerks working at various boat ramps over the course of the summer, and also we'll be flying, or have been flying, and counting anglers, boat trailers, shore fishermen, about everybody out there. So that's ongoing, and don't be surprised if you had a boat ramp that you may be surveyed.
Okay, what type of questions are we asking?
Just general questions. We get a little bit on the demographics, you know, where are you from, stuff like how many miles did you travel to fish, but most importantly, we're just trying to get a handle on the harvest and catch of all species. But of course, walleye dominate in the state, so that's one of interest. And it takes very little time. They'll measure the fish in your live well. We need to get a good handle on what size the fish are being harvested. So again, it won't take but a few minutes.
Okay, last year we had a drought at this time of year. not a lot of snow this winter, but we've had some rains. How are the district lakes doing?
Well, it's way, way greener this year than it was last year. So the landscape's nicer. I wish our water levels are no better than they were this time last year. We're slowly losing water. We really do need a kind of a prolonged period of, well, especially it would have been nice to have a big spring runoff and then have some pretty decent rains. We're not seeing that across the state for the most part, but you know, we're slowly losing water. We lost some our lakes this last winter to winter kill. Probably of better lakes, maybe half a dozen. And that's probably gonna become a little more common now in the next couple of years if we continue to lose water, summer or winter kill. But in the scheme of things, we're still near record water levels out there, as well as, you know, access to these fisheries. And we have a lot of nice fisheries out in the prairies.
Okay. This time of year, we've stocked a lot of northerns, probably continuing to stock walleyes. How's that going?
Yeah, we had it was a super late spring, obviously, and I believe it was, I know it was the latest pike eggs we ever taken, and I believe it was the latest walleye eggs we ever taken, but boy, did it warm up fast, which was good news, bad news, but in the scheme of things, we were able to get all the eggs we needed for both, especially walleye, and the pike have already been run through the hatcheries. They went to the rearing ponds, and they've been stocked now for a few weeks. Right now, mid-June into early July is when we do the walleye stocking, and that's what we've just began. And so far, so good. It looks, you know, there's a lot of ponds to be drained, but we're got a near record request again for walleye stocking, and the guys are after it. And that's, you know, 7 days a week of stocking this time of the year.
Sure. Boy, in the last couple of years, we've probably had some of the best fishing we've ever had around the state, northerns, walleyes on Lake Sakakawea. There's some certain ways to handle these fish. Give me some tips on that.
You know, there's North Dakota Outdoors magazine is a great resource to use of handle. We got stuff, you could YouTube it, go onto our website, you know, all kinds of ways of do's and don'ts when it comes to handling fish. Most importantly for fishermen, if they catch a fish and they intend to release it, try to release that fish immediately. Don't take that fish out of water, spend 5 minutes wrestling that fish, getting pictures, deciding what you're going to do with it. It's best to have a game plan prior to your fishing day. What size are you going to keep? Release these fish right away. If you want to take a picture, that's fine, but do it quickly. So you know, there's another issue that's come up here in the last year or two that we should talk about quickly, and that's and we're starting to get into that time of the year, and this is more specific to Lake Sakakawea again, with the great walleye fishery up there, and the fish will tend to start going deeper into July and August, following the smelt deeper, and people are getting really good at catching these fish in those deep waters. But one thing a lot of public don't realize, that if you're catching any fish in depths of, let's say, 25, 30 feet or deeper, there's a lot of post-mortality, and you release that fish, the odds are that's not, fish isn't going to make it. They cannot equalize themselves with a pressured gradient and stuff. Again, we suggest if you're going to fish up there, you decide that if you're going to fish in those type of depths, that you're going to keep what you catch. Don't practice catch and release with these fish. So again, that's more in the middle portion of Lake Sakakawea, and you're just starting that time of the year. For the next 3-4 months, that will be the case.
Okay. You guys started putting out these responsibility signs. What exactly is that?
Well, we get some input, even criticism from the public now and then about we need to do a little bit more in promoting, not necessarily catch and release. There's not, you know, we don't have to release big fish or whatever. You can keep them, but there's a way of doing it and doing it right. And probably the most glaring issue out there is people that, and so many, fishing's been so good here the last number of years. People are stocking up their freezers with a lot of fish, walleye fillets, and you know, at $19 a pound, it's a pound. It's, you know, economically it's a valuable resource, but it is nonetheless. And you know, we don't want to freezer burn those fish. So have a game plan again that you're going to keep these fish, but there's a reason you're going to keep them. You're going to consume them. You're not going to waste these. You know, whether they go to landfill tomorrow or 6 months or 2 years from now, that's a waste. So we're just trying to keep people on their toes, so to speak, and you know, have a plan to keep your fish and enjoy those fish, because it's a valuable resource. So yeah, we're signing a lot of the high use boat ramps around the state. We'll see these kind of orangey metal signs just to be fish responsibly.
Okay, overall, how are things gonna be for the second half of the summer?
Well, it should, you know, our small lakes again, it's they're in pretty good shape. Everybody's after walleye. The pike fishing, you know, tends to wane now as the water's warm. Walleye fishing should remain pretty decent. And it's also a good time of the year to go after some of these other species, you know, the blue, especially the warm water species like largemouth bass and bluegill. So, and there's options out there across the state. So that's what's neat right now. We have a lot of opportunities for a lot of species. You know, we're in good shape. One thing, maybe as a reminder again, it's our, you know, monthly reminder on aquatic nuisance species. You know, if everybody out there complied 100% with the rules, the chance of ANS being moved into the state, around the state, would be close to minimal. So compliance is so critical when it comes to our ANS rules. And again, we're blessed. We're only early into 2018, but we haven't had any new infestation that we're aware of yet this year. We haven't had one now for half a dozen years, so we are really living the good life.
Sure, sure.
We want to keep it that way.
One thing we should mention with the high water on the Missouri River and Lake Sakakawea is a lot of things floating.
Oh, yeah. And that's just one of the safety issues. Yeah, there is a lot of debris in the river. And this isn't just fishermen, any boaters, anybody out in the water, be careful. Yeah, a lot of 30-foot logs floating down the river right now. And Sakakawea, there's actually, and Oahe, there's actually trees that have fallen in the lake, and that's where they end up, are in Sakakawea and Oahe. So do be careful.
A lot of good information, Greg. Thank you.
You bet.
For more information about fishing in North Dakota, go to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. You can find directions to lakes around the state, what species of fish are in those lakes, and when and what species of fish were stocked, and much more. Again, go to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. For Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.